Hello and welcome to the Notpod, episode 8, recorded on the 15th of June 2014. With me today, I'm Will, by the way. With me today is Ryan.
Hello.
Sam.
Good day.
Rob.
Hello.
Luke.
Hi.
Lucy.
What?
And Lucy. that worked so well. I was praying that you got it right. You get my hint. Thank you, Sam.
Don't worry.
I mean, Lucy.
My comedic timing is right on.
Oh God.
All right.
Oh wow.
Oh God, for sake.
How's our week been? It's been mental for me.
Well, I've had a busy week as well for once. Like,
I haven't been here for 2 weeks.
I know. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's been bliss.
Lucy's had the most exciting week. What have you done, Lucy?
So I went to Denmark, which is interesting, which is why I wasn't
Where's
here last
that?
Week. It's in Denmark.
Where's that?
Is that near Birmingham?
It's across the North Sea. And I went to
Where's
Copenhagen.
That's near Iraq.
Just north of Birmingham.
Not in Coventry.
How close to Kazakhstan?
Not quite, not very.
I had
a great old time. Well, sorry. Oh yeah, I've got some facts about Denmark.
Okay.
Are you excited?
Oh, for
sounds
sake.
Fun.
Welcome to the geography pod, everybody.
No. Right, so in Copenhagen, there's these like street signs, and they just say "slut" on them.
It means end.
Yeah, it means like stop. And it's the same with "fart" means speed. So the whole, like, on
wow.
Danish roads, there's just slut and fart.
What?
Everywhere.
Fart means speed. In, I wouldn't go there.
You know.
I wouldn't be able to drive.
I'd be laughing too much. I wouldn't have to concentrate on the road.
You know, sometimes you get those electronic signs that give you, like, miles per hour. Well, it says, like,
yeah.
fart, and then, like, 40 kilometres per hour.
Copenhagen. Oh, my God, that's a fast fart. How fast do farts come out of your arse?
Pretty fast, man. Speed is sound.
Speed of sound.
They don't come out the speed of sound.
Well, fact. They do, because you hear fast, so it comes out
fact.
At the speed of sound.
Is that
fact.
How it works?
Yes. That is a fact.
Farts have been clocked at 10 feet per second.
It's a fact.
Did you know?
Because I said...
Did you know?
I think it makes noise at the speed of sound.
Farts travel at 10 feet per second.
That's speed of sound.
Has a very efficient flood system.
Yep.
It does. Well, it didn't flood when I was there, so, you know.
Right. the water. They've made it.
Top five.
I'm eating chocolate raisins. They've made it so that the city is on top of like a big tank, and the water
wow.
just goes into the
chocolate
tank,
raisins.
And then they like channel it off somewhere.
I did not notice that when I was there.
It's either Denmark or somewhere in Holland. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Oh, there we go.
Brilliant.
That's very interesting.
Right.
Sort of,
that
yeah.
never floods.
So basically, it's like putting something
fart,
on top
like
of your
like
fish tank.
Fart in Dutch. Is it Dutch they speak in Copenhagen?
Okay.
No, they speak Danish in Copenhagen because
okay.
it's Denmark.
I
Danish?
Don't fucking know. I only know these people from Civ.
Danish?
What's the
I get chocolate
fart?
Danishes all the time.
Yeah. I'm going to Google it actually. Fart in Danish.
Welcome to the Danish pod.
Yeah.
Oh, bot.
So that's what I did.
Chocolate?
Hasty head.
Also, I poked a man yesterday in Nottingham because he was wearing a Hat Films t-shirt.
Did you poke him in the nipple by any chance?
Yeah, I think it actually was in the nipple. Like, because we were both
right.
walking
well.
Opposite directions in a really busy shopping centre. I didn't have time to, like, be like, hey, and have a conversation. So I just sort of jabbed him and went, Hat Films! And walked off. So if you're listening, man...
jab, Hat Films!
I'm sorry if you have a bruise.
It's the surprising adventures of me, Lucy. I run around and poke people in the press.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My sister was with me and she was like mortified.
Oh, what was your sister called?
Ginger.
We got Gary, Lucy,
stop
and.
This? the personal information across the internet.
Okay, this isn't me. What's your mother's maiden name?
What?
No, no, don't give him that. Do not say that out loud.
Can we stop this?
Go on. Anyway, next person.
Yeah, somebody else.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Just
right.
Silence now.
Will, go on.
What have you done this week?
What have I been doing this week?
Yeah,
I've actually had Alright, Lucy, calm the fuck down.
No.
I've actually had rather a busy week this week.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, come on. Yeah, move on. Rosie, by the way.
What?
Oh, my God.
Did you just look up?
No, I remember. I just remembered it then. Because we were talking about it.
Oh, you're such a stalker.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, whatever.
Right, anyway. This week, I have been busy because I've been making two games at the same time. I'm working on two at once. One for college. This is I got working. I fucking managed to get Game Maker to do what I wanted it to do, and Game Maker's a piece of shit.
Dinger.
better than your fucking shitty banana story.
I don't think that's been hot so far.
Oh my god.
Right. No. Yeah. I've been making two games. One for college, which is based. It's based on a guy in my class, but I made him an address and called it his name and then sisters.
Can you make his a game Darryl. About me? I'd like a game about
you know
me,
what?
Please.
Make a not pod game.
Sure. A not pod the video game.
Yes.
Coming
yeah.
soon, 2014.
Oh my god. Right, you heard it here
Would people
first.
Buy that? I don't know.
Right, okay.
Because that went so well for your ventures.
Well,
oh, we can talk about that later. We can talk about that
Ryan.
Later. Yeah, Ryan.
Yeah,
so you're bursting onto the scene.
Just to shoot you down, he came all the way back into the room.
Oh god.
He heard Will was getting ideas.
Just sprinted back.
Yeah. Will's being positive about something. Bang.
No.
No.
Bang.
Anyway, continue.
Being positive about life, what is that? Okay, Rob, what have you been doing this week?
Oh,
god.
I thought we were still talking to you.
What have I got left? I haven't done anything yet this week. Right, that's a busy week for me.
Let me think.
It's a busy week. I've been playing Wolfenstein as well.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Castle
Wolfenstein. We started playing the Battlefield Hardline beta today. That was nice. Talk about that later. Getting a haircut on the 24th. That's coming up.
Your life is so fantastically mundane. I love it.
Oh, I also watched lots of My Name Is Earl as well. That's another thing. So I'm done.
Ah.
My name is Earl.
That's pleasant.
Well, that's very interesting.
Who's next? This is like a sort of Alcoholics Anonymous style talk about how we...
Hi, I'm Sam. This week, I haven't touched a drop. I promise. My daughter is
Good
finally
you,
speaking
Sam.
To me again.
Happy Father's Day, by the way, Sam.
No, I haven't done anything this week. Been doing physics.
Child.
Who's next?
Ryan. Oh no, is Ryan gone yet?
I'm still here.
No, Ryan's still here.
Just having a quiet one.
Yeah.
But I did disappear earlier.
What? Is Excuse me?
Wow.
Go on. Go on with what, Ryan, what have you been doing this week?
I went home for the week, back to sunny old Yorkshire.
No,
got
really?
My
Yorkshire.
To mostly see family, but I also got my computer as well, my absolute beast of a computer. It's massive. It's like three times the size of my old computer. And it
Ryan
runs...
and I were gonna Ryan and I were gonna rendezvous at a train station then didn't.
Yeah, this was talked about on last week's episode.
Yeah, my
sources tell me that Ryan's meeting Lucy today. And it was pretty much as I was leaving Manchester, she was arriving, so that's pretty much all. We were trying to sort of like, what, 15 minutes maybe meet up, but somebody
yeah.
was a little bit late.
But I mean Ryan didn't want to see you anyway, so
Ryan was just left there
like,
on the platform.
I was just
crying.
I was just crying on the way back.
Then he took a selfie.
Sorry, Ryan, you're talking
just
about
listening
your
to like
computer.
The sad songs on the way back on the train.
Everybody hurt, cause you had a bad day. And he's like, yeah, I did have a bad day.
That actually was one of the songs that played on the way home.
I'm lagging a bit.
Yeah.
It's got some really it's got a cool feature on it. I think there's a serious amount of lag in this conversation because I'm talking.
Yeah.
The silence, and then I talk and then everybody else talks at the same time.
Do you want to just try re... Will, get off Simsy!
I'm not on Simsy.
I have no idea what's going on anymore.
Yeah, wait.
Lost
he just saw me.
I've lost
it.
It's on Origin, so nobody else can see me doing it except for Sam.
Let's do it. Let's just do a Coco Pops because we can test lag with that.
Can we try Coco Pops?
You're still lagging.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously still lagging there.
Oh my god.
Like a parrot.
Okay. So it's just Ryan, I think.
Hello.
Are we testing or not?
Yeah,
what are we doing?
Do it, Will.
Okay, I'd rather have a bowl of
Coco Pops.
Coco Pops.
Oh my god.
Is it not on purpose, Ryan?
No, I generally only try to talk.
Oh god.
Oh good lord.
I don't understand.
Main channel news.
7 million subs. There's now 7 million people.
Seven million.
Somebody should make a montage about that.
Although it's probably likely to go down tomorrow because YouTube is deleting like tons of dead accounts, so it'll probably go back down below 7 million tomorrow.
Get on it, Ryan. Maybe,
I think maybe when it's internet, by the time that I hear you go, let's make 7 million subscriber video, it'll be 8 million at the rate this lag's going.
Hey, if there's 7 million Yognauts, then surely that means there's 7 million people who want to hear Yogcast-related news on a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Where could they find such a podcast?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe the 11's podcast. At 8:30 every Saturday.
Is it like 0.001% of Yogcast fans listen to us? That's a little bit scary.
Shush.
Is it 0.1?
What? I have like a Nautpod fan cast called the Nautcast.
Will's
it's
so
her
dreamy.
Her and Nautpod fan 420. Yeah, people do that, you know. I've got fans, like Will's. The wildebeests, they are.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody refer to themselves as a wildebeest.
No.
Honky Tonk did. Is Honky Tonk in the chat? Because she'll back me up.
Is she?
She's a big fan.
Damn, I'm a cat too.
Has it got a tail or not?
Yes, it's one has.
Well, I never hear about never hear from the one that's got no tail.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, you just
killed it. It's dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is
okay.
It?
Israfel animated.
That's the big news. The big news of the week is Raphael. I think it's really good.
I'm often
skeptical about everything, but this is good.
It means it's
good.
It's
big.
It's
funny.
It's big news for all the wrong reasons, though. The fact that people just went apeshit over it in such a ridiculous way.
I don't see why.
No, well, Lion's it's just, oh, Israfel's back. This must mean that this is SOI. And it's clearly not. Like, it's just fan service, I suppose. But the ironic thing is, none of the fans like it.
Well,
apart from the ones that have a brain and don't use YouTube comments.
Yay.
It basically confirms that Yog Labs, and it's difficult talking to Ryan today.
I think it's a good way for them to finally put a brick on it.
Yeah.
When this Israfel animated is over. It's a good way. I've never used that before.
I don't think they'll end like the whole Shadow of Israfel sort of arc with the animated thing, but I think it's a nice sort of filler thing, if you know what I mean. Because I'd you never know what I mean.
It's because you always describe it in such a weird way.
Yeah.
Right, because what they'll probably do is because they'll probably want to end it really epically, which I don't think a comedic animation could really do.
I think it's going to be released in cinemas.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what should happen.
Shadow of Israfel, the movie trailer.
Yeah.
They only like receive like a tenth of a p for like a million views or
no,
whatever.
I think they're like
£3 for a
like
per
three
thousand.
Is it £3 per thousand?
Like, Lewis
views? I saw on the Reddit Lewis was like,
"Oh, I don't feel bad about using Adblock because we really like YouTube is such a minute amount of where we get our money from."
I don't think he'd say that because I mean you don't want people using Adblock.
Well, I'll look
He did say something similar, but you kind of expect him to say something like that. It's like, don't worry about it. Instead, spend more money on this, which kind of makes sense. Yeah. It's like, well, if you're going to use Adblock, buy something, then it does balance itself out, because you don't, I think it works out, you get a dollar every 1,000 views, so around £3.
It depends on each account. Yeah. Like, depends how, because the more, if you're more popular, you'll get more views per 1,000 views, more money per 1,000 views, but if you're smaller, you'll get like,
if it's like a viral, video, you won't make a lot of money.
£6 per 1,000, but then their network takes some and YouTube takes some, so I think they end up with like 3 or something. But then you've got to worry about ad blockers, so I guess they end up with like 250 or something, I don't know. Something Martin said, like a fourth of all of his views are monetized, which is like a crazy amount of people using ad blocker.
I think it's a good way of dealing with it, though, just saying, like, we don't mind you using it, just buy something, show your support. Which I think I've spent enough money on the Augustcast, but I still don't put Adblock on because it just doesn't seem
Turning off Adblock and trying to figure out if you should skip ads or not is irrelevant. If you do so, it's literally worth about 0.1 pence to us, because ad revenue is tiny and ad sales networks /Google/Maker take huge cuts along the way. My advice is to skip ads and use Adblock if you choose to, and if it makes your viewing experience better, but in return, buy a t-shirt or some merch. Ad revenue is so pathetic that one t-shirt is probably the equivalent of 1,000 ad impressions.
Facts!
There you go.
Wow.
That is a fact right there, guys.
So there you go, everyone. Just use Adblocker.
Yeah. Go crazy buying
helping
t-shirts.
The internet.
Somebody's just tweeted to Simon and Sips about us. I've just seen it.
Really?
Wow. The only one.
Maybe.
Cock.
Oh god.
I'm sure they're listening. I'm sure they'll be live right now. Hi Simon, big fan.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey Sipsy, big bastard. Speaking of
I like how
Sips,
quiet
we,
you went.
We still on main channel news or
no, wait, I wanna say something. I think they should have instead of the skeleton, they should have like zombie boss. I mean, the skeleton's good, but I think Ross should be like zombie boss.
Wasn't there a skeleton boss as well? There was creeper boss.
There was creeper boss and zombie boss.
There was creeper boss.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I thought there was a skeleton boss.
On chat, which I kind of agree with, I didn't really dig Trot's voice acting. I love Trot.
I like Trot's voice acting.
It was just a bit too forced.
I thought it was alright. I didn't really mind.
But that's my only criticism. I thought Foxel, the guy that animated it and made the Youngscast vs. Hat Films Race for the Wool animation, which is amazing. He did a really good job. It's just a shame that it's got such a weird vibe, I suppose.
Well,
it's really split people down the middle.
Trot was on that Peg Barian's animation. He does some of that.
Yeah, that was good, yeah. I remember, I think you probably tweeted it because you're very much on it.
Yeah.
Trot's only really good at voice acting when he does like super crazy voices.
Yeah.
Like the merch goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's or creepy. Like, I can't watch that. That's
or the sheep.
It's so cringy.
I can't remember his name as the sheep.
Oh,
not
cringe.
Not much bird.
Jimintibiscuit.
Jimintibiscuit.
Okay.
Gmod. I love Gmod.
Gmod.
Officially made by Lucy's dad.
My dad.
It's Gary Newman. Gary Moore's a singer/guitarist that died a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he did. It was really sad. Maybe
his last gift to humanity was Gmod.
Yeah.
Gary Moore's last gift.
Gabe Newell made that, I think you're fine.
Probably was tragically killed in a motorbike accident with the Chuckle Brothers.
Chuckle Vision.
I'm so happy that this Gmod series that started out on Hap Film channel has come over to the main channel. It's been a long time coming. So good. I think they just realised that it was a good idea. And like, yeah. Oh no, sorry. Yeah, it was Sips' channel. Well done.
I like Shin and Hannah and stuff. They're cool.
That's so bad at it. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It is pretty frustrating.
Hannah was a good addition.
Yeah.
Like when you look at the people and you see like Hannah, you're like, well, she's going to be quiet compared to everyone, but it was just so good because she was just a silent murderer that just say a word, killed everyone.
Really,
it was great.
I feel like I can always tell when Hannah is lying. Like, it's really funny when you know that she's the traitor or the murderer, and then she's like, oh guys, where are you? Oh, and you're like, oh, for goodness sake.
When Shin was trying to get into that shed after Sips,
that
broke me.
Shin, I think that Shin would be a terrifying
He's got such an evil laugh, hasn't he? He's like, I can't do it. That was terrible. Sorry, guys.
Shin's the kind of person I expect would go, I can see everybody's feet on the floor. Can anybody else do that? It's like, that's because you're the murderer, Shin.
He's so innocent.
You know, he's the kind... He always says...
I love Shin so much. He's brilliant. He looks good in the beanie, does old Shin. Looks very good.
It's good. The change of perspectives. We had this conversation before, didn't we? Yeah. About Sips' series. We said that...
A fixed perspective, yeah.
I was a bit like... Yeah, we were discussing whether it'd be good to either split between people's perspectives in murder or just stick on one. But the change of perspectives in murder made it so confusing.
See, Ryan? See? I said...
I hold my hands up and say that, yeah, I was wrong. It doesn't really... It still works, and you can see why they use it.
Hello, Lucy.
And it certainly worked... It definitely works for Prop Hunt. I guess it worked... I haven't seen the Terrace Town stuff, because I've been, like, rushing back to Manchester, so I'm...
He's been rushing.
Out. But murder, yeah, it just made it really disorientating, and you're like, whoa, I don't know who I'm looking at now.
I love the fact that, Ryan, you, like, bitch so much about how, like, oh, I don't know the fact that it's always on Sips, and now it's like, it's really disorientating. I don't like all this camera changing. What can they do? Right. You are neckbeard.
Right.
Also, when Simon was in that cupboard.
Oh, no. I'm screaming.
Yeah.
Nobody screams like Simon Lane.
Good lord. I'd just like to make...
That sounds like a porn film.
I'd like to create a petition. I'd like to create a petition where Sam becomes Lucy and Lucy becomes Ryan. Because Lucy's impression of Ryan was amazing.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, change.
You sounded very posh.
It's like in Scooby-Doo, the movie, when they change their souls.
Other channel news.
Yogg's on tour is amazing.
Yogg's on tour is the greatest thing ever.
It's fucking amazing.
Yogg's on tour.
Did you see the newest one where Shin was in the background but making tons of weird signs?
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of these.
What's his name? John or something? The dude Shin was with.
Kevin.
Yeah.
John. Like.
Kevin. No, not Kevin.
No.
What are the chances of that happening?
Yeah, that's.
Can somebody please
thing.
Explain to me why somebody in the chat has just said Lucy liked the battle cocks?
That's amazing. This guy, or girl, or other, the blue gas is
98.
That's the name of the podcast.
Lucy likes battle cocks.
I think it might be because you messed up saying battle blocks earlier.
Oh, okay.
Also, yeah, go with that.
Okay.
Oh, it's just so funny. I don't think I'll ever stop laughing when Terps goes, okay, yeah, we got ages to get on the flight, and then Duncan's just gonna go to the toilet. Next minute, he's running. Oh, that always cracks me up.
Shin took ages to the toilet.
I think it was Duncan. I think it's Duncan that needed a big poo.
That's good.
Needed to push a log out. There you go. Rich Dog Charity.
Shin acts like he's got ADHD when they were sat at the table and he's talking. He goes, oh, is that sugar?
I do that all the time. I
bet Shin's the type of guy that's just like really confused about everything.
Yeah, his hat though. His hat in the second one. What's wrong with that?
He's like a kid going on a school trip.
It was amazing.
He did look like the
dad. That hat
dead.
Was beautiful.
Oh dear.
Someone just said Ridge Dog Stream in the chat, and Ridge Dog Stream is our next topic.
I did actually bring it up.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Let me just point out, Flowers cool. Like Mia has put in a big juicy battlecock in your whole family. Probably directed at Lucy.
No, it's a quote.
Yeah.
Is
it?
Monster
cocks.
A big
Gary Moore and Darcy's
right, the people want Ridge Dog Stream, and that's what we will
Ridge
give.
Ridge Dog Stream.
I like how Lucy's been on the podcast for the least amount of time, but she gets the most amount of this, like, references to her family.
Yeah.
I watched Ridge Dog Stream, some of it. It's quite good, although it was a bit weird. He did start cutting a squash. That was good. I saw that.
A squash?
Yeah, it's like a really... T- tough vegetable. It's like impossible to cut. You have to use like.
Is it like a butternut squash?
Yeah, it is a squash.
Okay. I saw a picture from it, which was of him and I assume his dog, with a biscuit on him.
His dog's name is Daisy. Get it right.
I'm sorry. I'm not. You know.
Can we just wait a minute? I think Lucy's dead or something. Lucy, what are you doing?
Okay, let's talk.
Have you not noticed? I've literally only just, like, joined the call again.
Are you fine now?
I'm okay now.
This is a very technical difficulty podcast.
Yeah.
Everything's fucking going wrong this week.
It's because Lucy's back.
Yeah. It was much slicker without
Lucy.
Lucy, we're going to have to ask you to leave. Go on, get your cat to me out.
I actually did before, and right into the mic. I don't know if anyone heard it, though. She's on my stomach right now.
You're going to have to insert that sound right
here.
Come
here. I'm not doing that.
Meow. Meow. See, I can't get some... No. And if I hold her down and don't let her go, she starts to meow sometimes.
Everyone quiet.
I just have to squeeze it.
This is horrible.
He's
No. No, she's running. She got away.
Sheffield,
okay. Back, Yogi.
GTA.
Oh. Yeah, what's the next section?
Sips in GTA.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, Sheffield. Can
possibly,
we just like...
Possibly one of the best moments of the year. When he gets run over by the car.
Oh my god, yeah.
I'm just like, oh my god, I did
hey
not
guys,
see
wait
it coming.
For me, you.
I think it is literally a matter of time for sure before Shat Films is a thing.
Yeah,
this has to be
own,
a thing. I want it
channel.
To be a thing.
Of course you do, Lucy.
How would they go about that?
They won't. I don't think it. I think they just suit each other really well. Like their sense of humour totally suits each other. A lot better than Sips and Chin ever did.
Whoa!
No, that's no. You can't say that here. You can't say that around here.
I
Lucy,
didn't
get
like
out.
Sips and
get
Chin.
Out.
Just saying.
It's just because Lucy jerks it over to Hat Films. That's the only reason why.
What I do with my spare time is none of your business, bro.
Has Ross called you yet?
Not yet, no.
No, he never
waiting.
Will.
He will!
Oh my god.
Stop shouting.
Spike. Gary will come in and have a go at you. Anyway. Gary.
What is all this noise?
It was really
Ross.
Funny.
He's called the house phone about four times.
Can I just say that actually...
Lucy, there's a boy called Ross on the phone for you. Lucy, like, runs out.
And it's just Will. And it's like, sucker.
Okay. If in the chat right now you have been on the Ross Hornby sound drop, you know, give us a wave over the internet. Thanks, bye.
Okay.
That is the quietest moment in the chat of the stream.
A lot of our listeners come from there, actually. So, you know.
Okay.
Next section.
Make it sound like it's a country.
Area.
A lot of our listeners
area
from
11
the
sketch news. Are we doing this?
Monopoly. Damn.
This is the. We should have a whole new section. So we got main channel news, other channel news. We should have like an Area 11 news section.
Oh my god.
Well, because they're part of the Oscars, but they're not like another channel. They're just like their own sort of thing.
We need
music
to ice out the market. We're like a conglomerate. We need to take over.
we cornered the Oscars market. We need to take
over. No, seriously though. Next week, next Saturday, there's a new podcast starting. Nothing to do with us. Just fans of us, I think. The 11's podcast. Check it out on Twitter. Give them a look, and it is just about Area 11.
It's Area 11. Probably be shorter than this because this is a load of guff. But there's not much Area 11 news.
Ryan, they're original McDonald's. We're big McDonald's.
Oh, we're big McDonald's.
That joke only really works if you have a decent knowledge of McDonald's. So.
Like the IRA and the real IRA.
I'm so lost.
No, it's because what happened was when McDonald's first started, the two brothers that owned McDonald's, there's like this lawyer who came up to him and he was like, "Oh, can I buy McDonald's?"
This
and they were like,
the
"Yeah, sure."
I know this story.
Is this like the Twix factory advert?
No, right. he was like, can I buy McDonald's? And they were like, "Yeah, sure, as long as we get to keep the original McDonald's." And we can keep all the money from that.
Story.
So then the lawyer opened a McDonald's across the street and put them out of business. And we're doing that right now.
Oh my god. We could do like.
Except we open first.
I'm not going to say that now. I'll say it when we're behind the scenes when we're talking about stuff. I've got just had an idea, but I don't think it'll happen.
Okay. So yeah, the Area 11 Monopoly stars Hat Films as well. Pretty funny.
Oh.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to watch it.
With Jonathan Cogan.
That was recorded ages ago.
It also has. It was Martin. Martin's cameo.
I remember it was because they shared like a picture of something happening.
Oh yeah, of Trot in the.
Yeah. How long has it taken them?
Yeah. Well, you know. Jeez, they're too busy making beautiful, beautiful music.
Yeah, Martin's cameo in that is one of the funniest things.
That was hilarious.
I was not expecting that.
with the thing at the end, where is that?
Yeah.
Hate doing Kogi's stupid skits.
So annoying.
I kind of expected that, like, to badmouth it, but what he does just totally took me by surprise.
You're going to have to watch it to find out what we're about.
Yeah.
Next up.
Stupid cat.
Stripping and dodger in Portugal.
Portugal.
I saw the picture.
Oh, I put that bit in, yeah.
Yeah, Stripping's gone on holiday with his brother, I think. With Dodger
and Dodger.
Yeah.
And their son.
If you follow Stripping, you'll see all of the because he tweeted a picture of him and his brother and his like brother's son or something. And his brother's son was like doing something with a wine glass
otherwise
or something.
Otherwise known as his nephew.
All right, whatever. Shut up, Lucy, with your fancy really language.
Just facts.
And
exclusive on the Nordpod. A cat meow. Go!
And they photoshopped him onto loads of different features. The end.
His brother's a football player, isn't he?
Yep.
Who
plays
for
West Brom? Really?
Yeah, he plays for West Brom, but he went on loan to Derby.
Maybe he'll be playing tonight.
No, he's not. He's not an international footballer. He's still really young, but that's all I know. He's not broken into the first team of West Brom yet.
But maybe he'll be playing tonight.
In the World Cup, which I've just said he won't be.
World
goal
Cup.
Update. Somebody's just scored. I think France just scored.
Who cares?
They're playing
live on the Nordpod. You heard France have scored.
Nope.
Here we go.
Would anybody actually be interested in us commenting on a Bosnia match? There's one tonight at 11. But we won't be.
No.
I will. I'll record myself watching a Bosnia match.
I will record. Beautiful. I will record that right now.
It's not on right.
Oh.
Shots fired. That's racist.
It's a special preview of what's to come.
Yeah.
Okay. Not relevant. It's not relevant.
Such a clever title.
What a pun.
Oh, we are geniuses with the puns.
I'll break the news, guys. Everyone, grab your other hand. Put it in your lap.
Right. And just wait. What? I'm confused.
Have a minute silence.
Grab my other hand and put it in my lap.
Get a box of tissues.
Have a minute silence for Shaggy, from Scooby Doo.
The voice of Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Yes. Well, no. The cartoon. The voice of Shaggy has died. He was 82. Do you believe that he's Indian? Doesn't sound like he's Indian.
He actually overdosed on Scooby Snacks.
God damn it.
OD'd on Scooby Snacks.
We were nearly being respectful. He was so close.
I was trying.
He was foaming at the mouth, and his last word was, Zoinks!
He broke his jaw trying to eat like a triple decker sandwich.
Scooby Snacks.
Reggie!
Where one day his metabolism just stopped working and he started full up of Scooby Snacks and big sandwiches.
Maybe, you know, finally one of those terrifying monsters actually catches one of them.
Yeah, one of them was actually real and his head got cut off.
Shit, it's not the butler. This is an actual monster.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So that's sad news.
It's my news over. News I found. Any
Where do we go from there?
I don't know. We should just stop
to
here.
To the obituary section.
It was a good man.
Oh god. Who else has died this week?
He caught many crims.
Who's died this week?
No, don't make it more depressing, Will. Jesus.
Who's died this week.com?
Oh my god.
No.
Stop
it. Close
now.
That.
Casey
right.
Kasem.
Close it.
No.
There's no who's died this week.
Game of Thrones, though, guys. Game of
Thrones. Yeah, I put that bit in.
I do not watch Game of Thrones.
Season finale is this week. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Defying social convention since 1990s somewhere.
I'm going to be one of those book snobs. The finale will be incredible. You will love it.
Book read.
You're a book read. Fucking shut the fuck up, man.
I don't want to know. I want to start watching it. But,
yeah,
you know.
Don't spoil it.
Just watch it. We won't spoil anything.
No.
I just said it'd be good. That's all I've said.
Spoiled it. You've spoiled it. Thanks for that.
Fucking Ryan. Get out.
Well,
I am so fucking ready for this finale. I cannot wait. I'm going everywhere. I'm like, it's a mess. My desk is a mess because of this finale.
Too many
Scooby
snacks. Will, I think this is your bit.
Hang on.
Is it? What?
Oh, no.
Whatever.
Just got deleted. Okay.
Wait, we haven't finished the not relevant section.
Yeah, okay. We didn't mention that.
We got
mention that bit.
Go on.
Go on.
We're over 1,000 views on Twitch. 1,000 views on Twitch.
Thanks for that.
Which is...
Most of them are us.
Which is something.
It's just people refreshing this page because of the stream lagging.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mum.
We did it!
We can finish right here. Thanks for watching.
No.
We're going to end on a high. See you later.
No, get the weed out. It can get higher than that, though. Come on. We've got news. Big news.
Yeah.
We tried to make a bit for 200 Twitter followers, and it actually went down.
It backfired, yeah. It was like, we need 7 more. It went to 8.
Gaming section.
Big news. Gaming section. Big news.
The Hardline beta started.
No, fuck that shit. Get that shit out of here.
It's good.
Battlefield Hardline is going to be fucking terrible.
Enjoyed it.
I'm downloading it now.
Well, go and play Payday the Heist and play a better game.
This podcast, because if I do it now, I will literally lose my internet.
Why didn't you do it earlier?
Because I just got in.
I've been sniping, played some FIFA,
went for a shower on the podcast. That's my day here so far.
We have a new follower!
Yes!
Three more.
It is a bit annoying.
You're
that there's
the
only,
light of the soul, eternal fires, flame, mother. That's the Bosnian national anthem, by the way.
Okay, good.
I belong to you in the hearts of. Yeah, I don't know how it goes.
Right.
Good.
There's only one map in the Hardline beta, which is kind of annoying, but it's still pretty fun. I enjoy it.
I've only recently been playing Battlefield 3. Because obviously I've not got a computer that can actually handle it. And it's the most fun I've ever had playing a game. Because it's just like, what the fuck is going on?
You should try Battlefield 4 then. Hey.
Battlefield 4 doesn't actually work for me. Yeah, Battlefield 4 doesn't work for me.
Wait, what?
Battlefield 4 is a piece of shit.
Like, I try and load it, but it doesn't actually just load up the game. It's kind of annoying. I'll have to sort it soon. Anyway.
You know you have to use Battle Log, yeah?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, good.
I'm not an idiot. It used to work, but it doesn't anymore. Anyway, GTA 5 PC.
No, we missed a
No, no, we didn't. No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
We haven't missed anything.
No,
anyway,
no, no, no.
GTA 5 PC was announced at E3, which was nice.
I have it on Xbox, but I don't know whether I should get it on PC as well.
Yeah, I've got it on Xbox.
Well, you know, when we do the Nort Pod Let's Plays of GTA 5,
we're
going to need it. Do you
just
whistle
at
us?
Yeah, it did. It worked, didn't it?
It's just like it's just like what he does to his slaves.
Can't
I get her in. Can we just say at the side of the on the sidebar on the Reddits, it says submit your intros here. If you have any podcast intros for us to use, submit them there.
They can be as terrible as you want.
Since I have the floor, Doom trailer that came out is going to be announced at QuakeCon. The final gameplay is going to be shown at QuakeCon.
Great.
Doom.
It's okay,
Doom,
I'll get rid of that.
Thank you.
If Kieran was here, Kieran would have loved that bit.
Yeah.
Kieran isn't here.
E3. Talk at a later date. Talk about big E3 moments. Well,
we're going to talk about E3 later.
Nothing really happened at E3.
Yeah, they showed the new Halo. They showed the whole Halo Master
Collection. Don't get started. We might do another podcast just talking about E3. But I kind of feel the longer we leave it to do it, the more irrelevant it becomes.
Let's just do it now. If there's anything funny, we'll put it in.
apparently.
Can we start a new, like, can we just end the podcast then and then start again and talk about it?
Do we really want to do an E3 podcast? I mean, it would just be weird talking about Halo.
Halo isn't as good as you think it is.
Yeah, they're just recycling all the old games.
It's the best first-person shooter franchise out there.
Yeah, they
it's
are
the
just
best
not
there
making
is.
Any new
We're
games.
We're doing a Nintendo.
Reusing. Yeah.
But fucking Nintendo.
To be
shit,
honest, man. I'm just really waiting for Mirror's Edge 2.
Oh, fuck
Star Wars Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront.
Fuck off.
Star Wars Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront.
What was the point? What was the fucking point? Right, I'm gonna fucking. Alright, E3 time. What was the fucking point? They announced fucking Mass Effect 4 and Star Wars Battlefront using gameplay and fucking fuck. They showed gameplay. It wasn't gameplay.
Okay, hang on.
It made me so angry because people are dumb and they'll believe it. People will fucking believe
you're
that
angry.
Shit.
You've got a problem
you're,
with that.
It wasn't
angry
gameplay.
Because
Rainbow Six was the worst at that.
No, it wasn't. That showed fucking gameplay.
Will, Rainbow Six showed gameplay. Will. Just because you want to buy the same games just in a bigger box.
Breathe in.
And apparently that's a new product. Halo Master Chief
Collection.
Halo Master Chief Collection. It's not even all of the Halo games. It's just the ones with Master Chief.
The Master Chief games!
He's getting cheated. In like 2 years, they'll go, hey, here's the Halo Collection with all of the Halo games. It's rubbish.
It's
rubbish.
Basically, Xbox had nothing to announce this year. So they
Sony had less. EA was just embarrassingly shit.
Ubisoft was the best.
Ubisoft was really awkward because Aisha Tyler, I like her, but she's really awkward.
Girlwood, I hate that woman.
She was in Watch Dogs and I really didn't like it.
I don't know. I played that.
Well, basically, like, everyone kept going, oh my god, look who's in Watch Dogs, and it's that woman. And I just didn't get it, and then I was just like, oh. Really?
I hate that she just. Everyone in like Twitch chat was just going, "Yep, casual racism just there." She's just so annoying. I hate her. She's the one thing that I hate about Ubisoft.
We're not sexist. We're just.
We're not sexist. Just we just hate her.
They're not sexist. They've got a girl on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm no, sexist.
Shut up.
Come on, man.
Lucy, say something negative about boys.
No.
They have willies.
True, we
that
do.
That's the
most
mature thing you've ever done, Sam. Laughing at my willies.
Willies.
Oy vey.
Just casually exhaling. Willies.
It's the last word you'll ever say.
Does it tell us something that Lizzie can't think gravestone. Of something negative about boys?
I can think of
because
plenty of things negative about boys.
Alright, say something then. What's bad about us?
Don't answer that question. I'm just gonna
do it. Answer.
Wait, I don't understand why. What?
Come on, woman.
You're all smelly, and
oh, wow.
That's
sexist.
I wear deodorant.
I know, right?
I shower every day.
Exactly.
Sometimes
I wash. I wash three times a day.
There you go. Right, well,
are you
well
saying
done.
Women smell of perfume?
Yeah, you smell of your perfume. That was
yeah,
what I was going to say
I
first.
Never said you being smelly was a bad thing at all. Right.
You just
fucking the last Guardian, it'll never
this
happen.
This is a note. This is a note for Ryan Horton, who will be editing this podcast. Just get rid of this.
Just end the podcast.
Wait,
the Last Guardian. I don't know what that is. Does anyone care about the Last Guardian?
No,
I
don't care.
I fucking do.
It's no
the
one
people
cares.
Made,
I've been waiting for that game for 5 years.
Ico and Shadow of the Colossus.
Yep.
Will
yep.
is
Shadow
it
of the
sounds
Colossus
great?
Is one of the best games in existence.
Is
it's
it,
fucking amazing.
Yeah. Is it a shooter set in the future?
No, it's not at all.
Is it made by Bungie?
Right. No, it's made by Team Ico.
Sounds
if
like
you
Bungie.
Rearrange the letters,
specifically titled Ico.
If you rearrange the letters of Team Ico, does it spell Bungie?
Maybe, I don't know. I've never done that anagram. But before we move on, someone in the chat
work out immediately that it's not. Yeah. Hold on, I need to dedicate some brain power to it.
What about 343?
No, it doesn't. Okay,
promise.
Right.
All right.
So,
I love you, Lucy.
I love you.
See, she said it back, guys. It's official.
No, done.
Has everyone got their topics? Anyone got anything else to add?
Um,
Keep up to date with us on the Twitter, twitter.com/thenotpod.
We're really interesting people.
We may stream some Bosnia football.
We're not going to be streaming Bosnia football.
Keep your eye on the YouTube, youtube.com/thenotpod. Don't know when it'll be, but some very interesting stuff will be going up soon.
I'll do the retweet list and then the Twitch subscriber list. So yep. if you want to start subscribing to Twitch now, because then I'll read out your name and then you can be famous. So, are we doing music or anything?
Well, you
no. Ryan, have you got your guitar?
Ryan, add the Bosnian national anthem in post.
I can put it on in the background now if you're home.
No, it's alright. I'll do it in post.
It won't turn up on my recording.
I'll just do it with that.
Hi, it's Joe. At Zyke__. At Stenymouse. At Yup, I'm Dubba. Dubba.
Sorry,
at
who is
Mojo
that?
And Yup, I'm Dubba.
Yup, I'm Dubba. What?
Yup, I'm Dubh. At Mojo_44. At Studi Mill. At Eleven's Podcast.
Check them out Saturday, whatever time
at,
you're on.
At Probably Lucy.
Hello.
At OT Goat.
Hi.
At YorkRaz_.
I love how we shout ourselves out every week.
And of course, at Robert Body.
And at WilderPod. Shout out to that.
You didn't retweet?
No.
Stop it.
Well, I never retweet.
Wow. Okay, here we go.
Why don't you shout retweet, Will?
Yeah.
Because I don't
I'm
want my followers to know
commitments.
About this.
You're sexist.
Yeah. What's this?
I don't want my friends to know about this.
Wow.
Okay, now the Twitch one.
If you are listening on YouTube, be sure to check the show live every Sunday, 8 p.m. on twitch.tv/thenotpod. I don't know what happened to my accent then.
That was
whatever.
Amazing. Right, Twitch. Twitch people who have subscribed. Ah. Molly Yay. Yay. Quite W-E. Probably Lucy. Dragon Lilia. And that's it.
Okay. Alright. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Lucy's voice sounds like, you know, when you have a synth and it does like a keyboard and it does like, it sounds like that.
Are you saying that I'm perfectly in tune?
It sounds like pipe. Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay. Keyboard. Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you next week.
We love women.
We love you.
God damn it, Will.
And we're out.